Blog Talk Radio.
You know, I have said I had a bad experience with some dangerous criminals from Buffalo. I mean, this is what they were gossiping at me, you know, who I called the police on, who targeted me for several years over a little condo because they thought it was a lot of money, who can't get their own home, who I consider very criminally insane and dangerous for nearly 18 years. So I tried to get the police involved. One of the things they said, they had a transvestite that was living over there who I had no attraction to. I don't know. I never have no attraction to drag queens. I never will. Not my type. However, I'm doing this broadcast because when I listen to some of my broadcasts, I sound like I'm being prejudiced, but I'm not. I want to reiterate, I do not discriminate on anybody, regardless of color, creed, religion, sexual orientation, or sexual identity. But at the same time, I am not and never was sexually attracted to a transvestite or transgender or transsexual. It is not my type to be with romantically. Okay? Unfortunately, it just turns me off. It turns me off when these people in particular, say these things. Well, I do not discriminate against any transvestite or drag queen or whatever, black, white, or gay, or whatever. I have no attraction to transvestites, and I never will in this lifetime, or transsexual, or transgender. That's not my type. If a man wants to be a woman, or a woman wants to be a man, medically or otherwise, that's their right. They deserve equal rights, and they do deserve to be respected. And I do not discriminate against them or anybody. I am very open, but I am not attracted to them sexually. And it was very unfair for these crazy, insane individuals to keep coming over here saying this. And I think they're so ignorant. I mean, about people. I mean, we're all the same. We all should be treated the same. Okay, regardless, if you want to be a man, a woman, or whatever, it's your choice. And I do not believe in discrimination or laws to discriminate. Okay? Get that out of the way. So I don't want people listening to my broadcast and say, oh, Dove Knight discriminates. That's not true. I have no sexual attraction to these types. They do deserve to be respected. They are very successful people who are transgender, like RuPaul or something, who had done tremendous strides in doing a lot of good things to show that transgenders should be accepted. So in RuPaul's situation, he done a really good job. But as far as attraction, no. For me personally. I am not sexually attracted to transsexuals, and I never will be attracted to them sexually. Never. However, they deserve to be respected, and I do not discriminate against them or anybody, regardless of where they come from. Again, I do not discriminate against anybody based on color, creed, religion, sexual orientation, sex, gender identity, whatever you want to be, I support. But as far as sexual preference, no way. It's not my type. And I think that these individuals kept mentioning transvestites or transgender because I was into Motley Crue. Listen, Motley Crue is straight as an arrow. All those guys are hetero, but they may wear makeup. They may wear makeup and do all that or whatever and poise or whatever. But they're straight. They're into women. They marry women. But that's an ignorant person. Okay? I do not discriminate against anybody. Again, I'm open, but I do not have no attraction. No sexual attraction to transvestites, transsexuals, of that type, transgender. I have no attraction. However, I do not believe that they should be discriminated, or anyone else, black, white, or brown, or whoever, should be discriminated. Nobody should be discriminated. But I hope that these individuals stop coming over here saying these things. I had a bad experience with someone who was obsessed with me, who may have been part of these criminal drug dealers and so on, who may have been transsexual. That transsexual, and I was not attracted. I don't know why they came over here. They were dangerous people. I mean, it really. They're dangerous. So I leave it there. So please, when you listen to this broadcast, I hope that no one consider me a person who discriminates, because people misinterpreted my broadcast the way I talk. But at the same time, you know what I said. I don't need to repeat it again. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.